23, and I'll begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." He said there in verse number 5, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for one more opportunity that you've given to us to be in your house. I thank you for the people of God. Thank you most of all for your presence here tonight. Lord, I am glad that you save sinners. Brother Paul said, "Of whom I'm chief." Oh, Lord, I realize as vile and wretched as it was, yet in tender mercy and love, you rescued me, you saved me, wrote my name in your book, forgave me of all my sin, made a new creature out of me in Christ Jesus. And I praise you for it tonight. Help us now as we look in your word. Lord, I am glad I can say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Help us tonight. May you be exalted and glorified in all we say and do. Save that soul nearest hell, and we'll thank and we'll praise you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. We've been preaching off and on sometime here out of Psalm 23, looking at Christ, our shepherd. And I do mean this. I'm glad to be one of his sheep tonight. I'm glad that he leads me and he feeds me. He helps me in all that he does, every moment of every day. It's good to know there's not a moment goes by that we're out of the shepherd's sight or out of the shepherd's care. I'm glad, as David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." We've been looking at him for some time. We saw in verse 1 that Christ is a shepherd. That's personal. And I want to say for visitors tonight, or even church members that are not saved, you need to know Christ as your personal Savior. It's not a fact of your mom and daddy being saved or your children being saved, but you must be saved yourself. You need a personal relationship with the shepherd. Amen. We saw in verse 1 and 2 also, Christ is a shepherd that provides. Every one of us tonight can say that. God's provided for us. He's made a way when there seemed to be no way. Then in verse 2 and 3, we saw Christ is a shepherd that proceeds. He goes before us. He leads us. He doesn't drive us. He has not got cattle. He has sheep tonight. Amen. And he tenderly loves us and cares for us and leads us up through this life. Then we saw in verse 3, how Christ is a shepherd that pardons, for he restoreth my soul. I'm glad failure is not final with the Father. I'm glad, though, we shouldn't sin. I know that. But when I do sin, he don't cut me off. He don't throw me away. But thank God, the shepherd comes tenderly and lovingly seeking me, and he restores me up to the fold. I'm glad that Christ is a shepherd that pardons. Then we saw in verse 4 that Christ is a shepherd that protects. Oh, I'm glad to tell you, you've got a better security system than any alarm company in the world. Hey, there's nobody can hack his security system. We are sealed by the Holy Ghost. We are in Christ Jesus, and Christ is in God. There ain't no way to get out of that, friend. Nobody can get you out, and I don't think anybody say would want out. Amen. Hey, friend, tonight, Christ is a shepherd that protects. He's protected you today, though you may not have didn't know it, how close you come to somebody fooling with their phone or looking off the side of the road. I protected you from death today. Oh, free and on we could go. Christ is a shepherd. That protects tonight. But I'm interested in verse 5 and 6 tonight, and we'll be done. We see here, the Bible said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to preach tonight on Christ is a shepherd that prepares. Christ is a shepherd that prepares. There are two things we find here in verse 5 and 6 that he prepares. First of all, he prepares a table. In verse 5, he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Can I tell you, friend, God's very good at preparing a table. Do you know what Christ has done right here tonight? He has set you a table. Amen. Oh, friend, I get thinking about him preparing the table. This is a tableland, an area of grass is what he is speaking of to sheep. But can I say to you tonight, I believe the Word of God is a good table and it's been set for us. I believe the house of God is a good pasture land. I believe it's a good place. And he has set us a table right here tonight at Gateway Baptist Church. Now I will say this, I've been blessed when I've been by myself. I've had him set me a table when I was all by myself. But I would like to say this, you are in the main dining hall tonight. Amen. Where I'm from in the mountains, most churches have a church bell and they ring it when churches start. You say, why? They're letting the community know dinner's on the table. Christ has set a table. Amen. Hey, friend, tonight, it thrills my heart when I wake up and I say it's Sunday. I wake up and I say it's Wednesday. I know the Lord, who is our shepherd, has prepared us a table right here in the house of God tonight. You say, but it's Wednesday. Oh, thank God it is. It's a stopping off point between here and Sunday. And he's prepared us a table tonight. Oh, I see in these words at verse 5 the readying of the table. He said, thou preparest the table. Hey, you realize this? He selected it. He looked through it all and he mocked him off a spot. He said, that'll do. That's what they need tonight. I spoke with someone before church and they mentioned it too. It's good to know that God knows what you needed tonight before you ever got on the property. Amen. God on yesterday began stirring in my heart have these verses and said, I'll finish it up tonight. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, he knew what you're going to need before the sun rose today. And before it sets tonight, he's giving you something that'll help you along this journey. Hallelujah. Oh, friend, he is ready before he selects it. He's ready the table because it's safe. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We have enemies. We are not the friend of the world. Now, we're friendly to them. We're trying to win them to Christ. But they don't look at us as a friend. Are you listening to me? And by the way, the Bible is very clear. For you and I got saved, we is the enemy of God. Where's that enmity with him? Where's his enemy? Where's against him? Say amen right there. Oh, friend. But he says it's safe in the presence of man enemies. You see, the shepherd's gone through this tableland and he's made sure there's no poisonous weeds. Amen. That's why he gave you that Bible. Ain't nothing poison in there. That King James Bible, it ain't only just containing the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Amen. He's removed everything that could harm you and has prepared a place for you, a table in the presence of your enemies. He's also gone before and looked for those holes where the vipers, the snakes, would come up and strike and bite you and kill you. Amen. He's been looking it over. It's a safe place. Amen. Hey, I go to church. I'm not afraid. That's right. I'm in that table land. That's right. Hey, I feel at ease tonight. Why? He set the table. Amen. Oh, not only that, let me say this. The shepherd keeps the enemy at bay. He makes sure he's easily seen. And the enemy can't get in on you. That's right. I promise you this. You say, preacher, I have fought every demon today. I've gone through all kinds of trials and tribulations. Well, guess what? God knew that's going to happen to you. So he just marked him off a spot. He said, now this is where you can come grace and the enemy can't get to you. Now, if you let the enemy bother you here tonight, it's your own fault. The shepherds, hallelujah. The shepherd has drove him out of this table land. He has set you a place. You just enjoy the good green grass of God and the still waters. He has set you a place in the presence of your enemies. Every time I read this text, if I quote it, even while I'm preaching another message, I'm automatic when it said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I think of my wife's papa, a mountain preacher. And he preached some 60-some years now and pastored the vast majority of that. But I know in one place he is pastoring, there's some devils begin stirring up some stuff and began to fight him openly in the services. Now that's dangerous. You better all, I want to say that to you right now. It is dangerous to rise up against God's man. And man, they were raging and I mean trying to tear it all up. And he prayed and he said, David, that's what the Lord told me to do. He said, grace them out. He said, well, let me preach to them. He said, grace them out. He said, because they're wanting to fight. And we ain't a fighting. Amen. And he said, I got to preaching grace. And it wasn't long they left. That's right. They got graced out, not blessed out. Amen. They left, but here's where I'm going to. It wasn't very long after that, Brother Ben, I was in a meeting, he was in a meeting, and Papa was there, and boy, it was good, and the man over the service asked Brother J.R. to get up and preach. Well, guess what? Them same ones happened to wind up in the same meeting. And you could tell it, they didn't like it. They couldn't get up and leave. It would expose them. Are you listening? They couldn't get up and go. They stuck. And Papa got up and preached, and I'll never forget he went to preaching too. Now, her Papa, I'll hack every now and then. He's a hacker all the time. Amen. He's a preacher, and he went to shouting. Right there. I mean, a preaching. That crowd sitting there, they're miserable. They got their arms folded. They ain't saying amen. They ain't a praying for him. But right in the, oh yeah, right in the presence of his enemy, God said, I'm a marking you a little table land out, and I'm going to let you get blessed. And he's shouting it out in the presence of those who was against him. You said, ain't so. Oh, yeah, so. I know it is Isaiah, amen. Hey, I'm telling you, he readies that place. It is a place that is selected, and it is a place that is safe tonight. No, we see the readying of that table when we think of him preparing it. But I think about also the refreshing of the table. For the verse goes on to say, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You see, when you get at the Lord's table, they're not only just good green grass to eat, but he'll pour the oil over on top of you. Amen. He'll anoint your head. Hey, I want to say something. In the Middle East, they are known when a visitor would come, especially in Bible days, and they would wash their feet, and then they would anoint their head with precious oil, precious perfume. They'd anoint their guests. Can I tell you, when we get to the table, He's prepared it. It's selected. It's safe. Then He said, I'm going to do one more better than that. And He'll go pour an oil on you. Amen. Hey, can I tell you, He's anointed us with the oil of gladness. I've been in the fire, I've been in the fight, and then find Him set me a table, and when I get there, it ain't long, I begin to feel the oil, I begin to drop on me, and begin to ooze over me. Hey, I'm glad that not only is it ready, but it refreshes us, this table. He anoints, but not only the anointing, but hey, also the abundance. He said, my cup runneth over. It's more than you can handle. It's more than you can hold. Yeah, man, I know it's Wednesday night, but I'm about tired. Amen. I like it when my cup gets to running over. Amen. Hey, you see, God's good about that. When the enemy's on your trail, when they'd like to wipe you out, I stop you and keep you from rejoicing in God. I'm glad God sets a table and He'll anoint you, but He'll have an abundance. Your cup, it'll run over. Now, again, I can't help it. This where I'm from, Mount people, I don't know if they've done this in this area or not, but where I'm from, them old timers, and I've seen them do it too. They get their cup and their saucer. And that first cup of the morning, they pour it till she runs over in the saucer. That's what they do. They'll drink it out of that saucer too. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it's good every now and then when God fills your cup up after running over. You ain't just sipping out of the cup. You're sipping out of the saucer. Amen. Hey, friend, tonight, the Lord, our shepherd, He's preparing a table for you. Amen. Not only may I say that He prepares a table, but secondly tonight, according to verse 6, He has prepared us a place. The Bible said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to tell you tonight, our shepherd has gone to prepare a place. That's right. You see, friend, as I think about Him preparing a place, I first think that there is a waiting home. That Jesus said in John 14, verses 1 through 3, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. There is a home that is awaiting for the people of God. Amen. Hey, friend, and He's been preparing that place, making it ready for some 2,000 years. It's got to be a place like eyes never seen. Hey, friend, I'm glad tonight there is an awaiting hope for the people of God. May I say this? I see in that verse also, the anticipation of going home. He said, I will dwell. Amen. Brother Ronnie, he didn't say, I hope I dwell there. That's right. He didn't say, well, I think I will. He didn't say that neither. He didn't say it's a possibility for me to dwell there. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's anticipating. I'm going to tell you something. The reason I get stirred up like I do, I'm anticipating. I'm looking for it. Now, I love life, I love my family. I love the church. I love just living in general. But I'm telling you, in my heart, there's an anticipation of a land that's fairer than day, a land beyond this veil of tears, a place that's prepared by his own hand. Hey, I'm glad, hallelujah, that there is that anticipation in the heart of the people of God. Friend, we're just pilgrims and we're strangers of passing through this world. Amen. Oh, friend, there is the anticipation of home. Then let me say this. I like this in verse 6 too. There are the attendants on the way home. The attendants. Those that's there to tend to you. He said, surely goodness and mercy. Amen. The shepherd leads out front. Most shepherds have a dog. Right, a sheepdog. And they kind of fall up behind. And they kind of bark and they help keep him sheep from going too. Can I tell you something? With a shepherd out front, he's wrapped you around in goodness and he's wrapped you in mercy. That's pretty good attendance for the trip, if you ask me. Hey, friend, I'm not afraid. Hey, listen, I don't go out picking fights with the devil, but I ain't afraid of him. The reason I'm not afraid of him is because I've already been took care of. Amen. Hey, he can't get to me without the shepherd permitting it. Amen. That's right. Oh, friend, we have those attendants of goodness and mercy. As a fellow one time I knew, he said he'd done this. He said, I was walking along, got looking on my left shoulder, walked a little further, look over my right, and just kept on doing it. And everybody said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking at goodness and mercy. Amen. You said, that's crazy. Well, they weren't sad. Amen. They weren't mad. Hey, they was enjoying the trip. Amen. Hey, friend, we see there's the attendance on the way home, but then there's the arrival at home. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I am looking forward to that day. I've never been there. But I'm longing to be there. That's right. That's part of that anticipation I was talking about. But we will arrive safe and sound on heaven's bright shore. There's no danger of you. Hey, listen, he ain't never lost one. He ain't gonna start now. That's right. Oh, friend, tonight, Christ is the shepherd that prepares a table. He prepared a place. We've looked at our shepherd for weeks now. We saw Christ again is a shepherd that's personal. Christ is a shepherd that provides. Christ is a shepherd that precedes. Christ is a shepherd that pardons. Christ is a shepherd that protects. Christ is a shepherd that prepares. I'm glad I know the shepherd. I really know him. I know his voice. Sure do. And I have been close enough a few times that I've heard his heartbeat. Amen. I haven't pulled me up that close. Most time when I'm hurting and I'm wounded, amen, he'll just pull you up close to him. But by the way, you say, I ain't never heard it. Well, be quiet every now and then. Amen. While he's pulling you up, just hush. Amen. You get to hearing that thump of his heart. Amen. He really loves you that much. Hey, Christ is the shepherd. Do you know him? Does he know you? He knows his sheep by name. It's what John 10 said. Amen. That's why I'll just throw this out again. That's why in Luke 16, rich man's not named. The Lord didn't know him because he wasn't one of his. Because his sheep he knows by name. He named Lazarus. Certain rich man, and that's it. Certain beggar named Lazarus. That's how real this is. He really knows us tonight. Oh, friend, do you know him? Ain't nothing like knowing the shepherd. Father, take the message now. Use it for your honor and your glory. I've tried my best tonight to preach what you told me to preach. Oh, Lord, I love you. Thank you for being my shepherd. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I've done my best to exalt the name of the shepherd tonight. Remind us he is the shepherd that prepares. You could be in need of that prepared table. Well, he set it for you tonight. We have a prepared home. He said, I go to prepare a place. And if I go, and he did, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I am heaven bound with a hammer down tonight. That's why I act like I do. And I'm not ashamed of it. I love him because he first loved me. Let's stand tonight as we sing. Maybe you're burdened down. Maybe there's been something that's pressing on you today. Won't you come cast it on the Lord? He can handle it. Matter of fact, he invites you to come boldly to the throne of grace and find help. Won't you come tonight while we sing?